Blog Talk Radio. Mother's Day to all the mothers. I just pray that you are enjoying your day and that you are just taking all the relaxation that you can get in for today. Today's show is dedicated to mothers from around the world. So I'm expecting all the daughters, the sons, and all the sisters and cousins and aunties to call in and just send their sentiments out for all the mothers. I know we already have a caller on, and I'm going to get that caller on, but I just want to give out a little bit of housekeeping, caller, if you'll just bear with me. The number to call is 646-915-8166, and as I've just stated, today's show is dedicated to all the mothers. And again, happy Mother's Day. I was very ecstatic because my son called me from Jamaica during his lunchtime from work, and that's a blessing because we know men normally don't remember these things. So I was honored to receive his call. And I also want to ask you that I want you to check this new partnership site out that I have. It's Junique's, JUNIQUES.WS/DRDAPHNE. I have partnered with Junique Marketing, and I want you to visit that page there, and I want you to go ahead and email me as well. My email address I wanted to send it to is dynamicdaphne@aol.com. Send me your email address because I'm working on some promotion for all my listeners. And whether you're listening live or on the archive, I want for you to get first priority. So go ahead, email me right away your email address and contact information, dynamicdaphne@aol.com. And without any further delay, I want to welcome my guest. Guest, your last four digits are 1111. You're on the air live. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Daphne and dear friends. This is Harshita. I'm calling right away from India.
Hello, so, hello. how do you pronounce your name again?
That is Harshita.
Harshita, well, welcome to the show and congratulations and thank you for calling in all the way from India. And you're right on time because I think it's like at 4:30 in the morning there in India.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Would you please take the time and introduce yourself and then we're going to get into a dialogue because I know you have one of the most amazing mothers. She's your biological mother, but she's also, as I like to put it, a community mother because she has mothered so many with her skills and talents. And I want to get into that stimulating conversation with you. So please go ahead and introduce yourself to my listeners.
First of all, I want to congratulate all the mothers on the earth for whatever they have done for their kids and the motherhood has spread it all along this universe, so with different feelings across the world. And I believe that it is the feeling of motherhood that has actually helped the world to sustain and to have all the good feelings available in the world, either be, you know, the kindness or the love or everything. It is just the extension of motherhood.
That's
so
right.
I want to congratulate all the mothers.
Thank you so much.
So, I am Harshita Sharma. I am 22 years old, living in India, in the capital city of New Delhi. Currently, I'm studying a master's in business administration, and alongside, I'm working in my own company, which is established by my mother. Mm-hmm. And I was too young, about 15 years old, when I left my regular schooling and started studying through correspondence. I held the hand of my mother and started going to the deep down rural fields of India to understand what is poverty and how the people are suffering from different things and lacking different necessities of life in the rural part of India. Mm-hmm. And so on my journey started. And today we are a microfinance company in India. Mm-hmm. We give loans to poor, help them establish their own businesses, help their families to grow economically, socially, and we help their children to just have good education as much as possible, help them in having good values, human rights.
Yes, yes.
So that they can uplift themselves out of the poverty. It is the core belief of my mother that poverty is not economical problem. It is a mental problem.
That's right.
The only way out of poverty is the values that you have as a human being, and your good values create good. It is the law of universe that works, and your good wishes for others. Mm-hmm. Although you're poor, but that doesn't matter. All that matters is what is there in your heart for others.
Exactly.
Spread out.
That is so powerful, what you just said, because the universe sees us as human beings with high qualities, high values, and the universe expects the best from us. So we manifest what we believe in ourselves. And I want to congratulate you for starting out so early, 16 years old. You are only now 22 and you are working in your own company to help to empower the rural population of India out of poverty. And that speaks volume about who you are. Your mother stands tall by herself and here you are, just want to model the work that your mother is doing to make sure people understand that they have it within their power to better themselves and not only their lives, but also the lives of their children and their children's children. Henrietta, I want to just congratulate you on stepping forward and taking up the baton that others can follow you.
Okay.
So, let us talk about mother. You want to tell people a little bit about your mother and who she is?
Sure. My mother is Dr. Sunita Sharma.
Mm-hmm.
She's born and brought up in New Delhi, the capital region of India. She was very poor when her family was actually a victim of the partition that happened between India and Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
So she and her family have to leave a well-established royal family and every infrastructure out there in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And in a single night, they have to leave everything, all that they have, their decades.
Mm-hmm.
And the centuries of families have collected
mm-hmm.
as in money.
And like
they left. Yes, they left everything in a single night, and they shifted to India
mm-hmm.
on the day of partition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the journey of poverty started with her. She struggled to have education. She had 8 more brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them could not study ahead. 12th standard,
mm-hmm.
except one or two. But then
mm-hmm.
she was the only one who went so long and studied till doctorate,
mm-hmm.
completed her doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And but she always mentioned that the only reason why she could actually grow up to a certain level in life and she could establish whatever today we are, and she has it's because the reason. That the values that were inherited
mm-hmm.
by the parents,
mm-hmm.
the values which were richer in themselves, wisdom was very high, which
right.
helped her along the way
mm-hmm.
to actually combat poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
She's a renowned writer in India as well
mm-hmm.
as internationally.
Mm-hmm.
She has written over 12 books
mm-hmm.
and been awarded by the President of India for
mm-hmm.
her writing and social work,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
has received several awards in
mm-hmm.
national and international for her contribution to the society.
Yes, because and
so
she also sits on a lot of the economic panels that they have
yes.
there on TV to educate the country about what she's doing. And she has been on the show before here, and I'm looking forward to having her again. But I like, Henrietta, what you shared, that they left everything behind in Pakistan. They left all the material things, and they went. The only thing that they were able to take with them were their values and their morals. And once you have those things and you are committed to bettering yourself, you will rise again. Nothing will ever keep you and hold you down. And I thank you for sharing that so that people around the world will know, because we will go through our adversities in life. If you have not yet gone through any adversities, you bet you're heading towards some. And so
yes.
long as you hold on to your values, know your values like you know your name, I'm here to tell you that you will rise again to the top. And now, the magnificent woman that you have become, What are some of the traits from your mother that you see within your own self?
Well, she's such a great personality, and I'm such a miniature to say that I possess the qualities. But yes, I do try and learn every single step that she has taken in her life, the way she works, the way she talks, the way she thinks, the way she strategizes, everything. I mean, I try and learn and try and do my best at times in my life. And I've been appreciated by, you know, all in the professional side, all on the relationship front, and my relatives, my friends, that I'm so young, and yet I possess so many qualities, so much of wisdom and so much of knowledge. This is a small note on my, you know, qualities. My mother also appreciates me, but still I all the time feel that there are so many things that I have to learn from her. Every day there's a new quality that comes.
That's
up,
right.
And I say, oh, I missed that.
You know, do you find it challenging to be the daughter of such a powerful lady?
It's actually adventurous and then fun.
Yes.
It's not challenging though. So, because she has taken care that I you know, become a good personality in my younger age only, so
yes,
that I can face the society the way she wants.
That's right.
I should have the qualities and the wisdom to face the society in the manner she would always expect her children to be. So,
right.
I feel so lucky that not even a single part portion in my life, any small aspect is not leaving behind.
That's
Everything
right.
is taken care well of to
Wonderful.
Make me the person I am.
That's right. And although there is so much you have learned from your mother, you and she still allows you to be the authentic person that you are. So, and in what you are doing, she allows you to operate in your uniqueness, right?
Yes, right. I would say rather the way she teaches is somewhat identical to the way God teaches us, the way God is.
Yes.
The God is like, he even not stop someone to actually steal something. He let the people do and be them their own selves, the way they want to do, the way they want to think. But
That's right.
He has given us a soul, a very own particle of him, which remind us and make us realize all the time we do wrong that what is right and what is the godlike qualities that you have, that you
That's
possess,
right.
that all comes and speaks out and say that this is right and this is wrong. Each one of us have experienced this all the time. And
That's
so
right.
similar the teachings of my mother. She never questioned where am I going, what am I doing, what am I reading, what am I trying. Even many times she didn't bother to ask me, if you're going in a professional meeting, what are you going to say? Because
right.
she knows that whatever am I doing, before I do anything wrong or I go anywhere wrong, her teachings will start echoing into my mind.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That they are so strong that it is almost impossible to ignore them and do something which is not being guided by her.
That's right. And you are so right. Once we have the basics and the ground rules and you abide to those things, it is extremely difficult for you to go the opposite direction. Because, you know, it is like It is like your inner conscience. If you start to go off on the wrong path, you know there is that little buzzer that's going to go off in you and say, beep, 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 beep. And you got to turn around. And this is what I tell people. It is really not difficult to do the correct thing. Because so long as you are operating from your core or your soul or a spirit, whatever you want to call it, so long as you are operating from those qualities, and as you so eloquently say, the God-like qualities that is in, it is in all of us. You
yes.
know, there is no respecter. There are no respecters of persons. We all have those God-like qualities. But some people fight against those qualities to go in the opposite direction. And those are the reasons why they are faced with such difficulties and struggles in life. So I tell you, if we had carved a statement for you to present, it would not have came out better. And I just thank you for just so eloquently saying what you have just said. If I ask you to describe the qualities of a mother, what would those be? What would those be?
I would say that a person who is so open-hearted that she has her heart is so big that she has nothing to, the child should not worry about saying even a very small thing, to share a very small thing of her, his or her life with the mother. She can accept anything that comes out. It can be any worse or any good. Open-heartedly, she should accept everything. And that's how my mother is. I do any big, good or bad things. She'll be open, as much as open, to accept both.
Mm-hmm.
So the acceptance of everything is in her being.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that if, even though when the path goes wrong, what is the way to slightly, without any rudeness or without any harshness, what is the way to guide me or my younger brother?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes to give us a lesson or to strategically change a path, it takes about 1 year, 2 years. But her work is so slow, so strategically, so logical, that she will not impose her thinking on her, on us. She will actually strategically design something that will automatically give us the lessons that she should have spoken out within few minutes. She give herself a lot of time and have a lot of patience for making us understand, because she believes that once we've understood in that slow manner, it will imbibe into our personality forever. We will not do that mistake again ever, because we have learned from our own experiences. She
beautiful.
Never make us believe that this is her that actually told us. It was probably when I was 19 or 20, that was the particular time when I started understanding her so deeply. And I realized that it was all her pick and all her own effort that made me realize so many things in life. But it was so natural that I never realized that it was actually my mother's hard work behind having me so much of knowledge that I possess today.
Isn't that amazing? And I'm sure that was such a powerful aha moment for you when you discovered that. Because a lot of us parents, we are caught in that battle. There are so many parents who have unfulfilled desires and unaccomplished goals, and they put a lot of pressure on their children because they are looking for their children to accomplish those goals. And it's really not fair, if you want to put a word to that statement, to the children, because they have their own dreams, their own vision, and their own lives. And what we need to do is just continue to live a productive life in a way that our children can learn from us. Because when we are living in a way for them to learn, we don't have to draw their attention to say, come, listen to what I'm saying. Because each and every day, upon the rising of the sun, our life's example is supposed to be a lesson that they can just learn from without us drawing their attention.
Yes.
Does your brother want to say anything about your mother? I don't know if he's up. He's not up.
No, he's not available with me right now.
Okay.
I can only say a very small thing to the parents out there, that as Daphne rightly said, that you have to be inspiring enough to have the same values that you possess in your own children. They would follow you, they would do the way you want to do the things, but if you have the patience and the commitment to inspire them through your own personality, but not imposing the things that you want them to do.
That's right.
They
That's
should
right.
be free enough. And
to think.
The personality should flow in their own being, and they should possess all the qualities that you have, but shall be inspired by you every moment. And they will always respect you. And I would say that then, if all the parents in this world are like that, there would be no places called old age homes and all in the world, because the concept will not be required at all, because the respect for the parents will automatically come so internally within out of the kids that they will not be so rude at any point of time to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
The person that they embrace so much, they adhere so much, they would never let them go to old age homes or anything like that.
Right, right. I want to take a break. I want to just welcome guest 12678, guest 12858 to the chat. I am speaking with Miss Hamarita. I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong. She's going to get me. How you say your last name? Hashita Sharma from India. And a couple months ago, you heard her mother on the show today, and she is calling. It is 4:30, or maybe it's about 5:15 now a.m. in India, and she took the time to call in, so I want to thank her. And for those people in the chat room, if you have a question for her, please go ahead and type it in the chat room, or feel free to call in 646-915-8166 and share your sentiments for mothers. There are so many women who are not biological mothers, but they are mothers of the community children. And I want to hear from you, or if you are one of those child that a community female mothered, I want to hear from you. So please do not hesitate to call. The number is 646-915-8166. And today's show is dedicated to mothers around the world. Yes, so back to you. Is your grandmother still alive?
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's not. But I am sure a lot of the qualities that your mom has, she too learned them from your grandmother, because as I visited her page and look over on her page, I have seen so many family pictures and, you know, a lot of festivity. And even when I look on her staff, I said, my heaven, what a lineup of staff she has that is really supporting her work. So she is an all-round mother, a mother to many. And I know that you hold her in high esteem. I know that the community of New Delhi holds her in high esteem, and that her clients hold her in high esteem too, because she's really a treasure. She got, she even received an award. What month was it? She got that award for, what was it? The Global Women's something. What was it again?
It was on 8th of March, on the International Women's Day. It was an award by one of the social foundations in India. And she was presented the Wonderful Woman Award, the International Woman Award. On that occasion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was on for her social... the development work that she has done for Indian society,
mm-hmm.
that was a token of honor to for that.
Mhm. 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 Mhm.
So when you were you asked about my grandmother, so she
yes.
I could not when I was born, she was not there with us, but I've never felt that she's not with us, because normally in India, there's a trend when someone is not here, someone is not alive. So
mm-hmm.
we have a tradition that we kind of put some flowers on the picture of the person.
Yes.
But, and yes. So, but my mother never does that, and the only reason she believes is because she believes that she's not, her parents are still alive and
mm-hmm.
very well with her all the time.
Yes. Their spirit.
Every second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So on, she always, you know, people normally, she says that this is what my mother told me, and
mm-hmm.
this is the way my father used to do in business. And that is what my father's strategy was, and
mm-hmm.
while doing business, and my mother chanted this all the time, and these
you know,
are the qualities that she possessed.
You know something? Yesterday I had dinner with a friend of mine, Judy, and Judy
okay.
just lost her mother maybe 3 months ago, and at the end of dinner she looked at me. And she said to me, Daphne, do you think that those who are passed on and are no longer with us, do you think that they are looking down at us? That was what she asked me. And I said to her, Judy, I think their spirits are with us. And here, I listen to what you're saying now, because In our culture, I don't think that is something that we embrace. But I strongly feel that their spirit lives with us each and every
yes.
moment of the day. I feel that.
Yes. And that is the blessing is with you all the time. Even if you have any psychic around, sometimes, if you really believe that the spirit of your parents is with you, if I don't know, but then I guess the psychic and everyone who can actually feel the spirit can tell you that they are with you and all the time, wherever you are in the place. Because this is something which my mom has encountered. She's encountered with, I believe, with one or two or three psychics in her life who told her that your parents are so very well with you.
Wow.
Especially your mother is all the time, especially when you're writing.
Mm.
And she's actually behind your head and blessing you. I could see that vision. And
wow.
And those words were such amazing for her. And even when I heard them, I felt so very blessed that...
wow.
And I started that they are with me too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blessing. And that's the only reason that we've been smoothly riding our life all the way along.
That is powerful. That is powerful. There is so much that we are naive to in this world, and there is so much information that's available to us that we are really not utilizing. And I got to tell you, for a young woman, you have a lot of information. And I know that you and I spoke about having you back on the show, but when I sent you the email, I figure this would be a great show for you to come and just talk about your mother. But we are going to really have you back to talk about other things around the microloan program that you have in India there to help the people out of poverty and to empower themselves. I tell you something, it is on one of my goals that to come to India. I would love to come to India just to see firsthand the work that you guys are doing over there, because I know that you are doing a magnificent job. Now,
thank you so much. You're very, very welcome.
Thank you. What are some advice you would have for young people who keep battling with their parents? And especially with their mothers, because some people have strong wills and all of that, and they are in continuous conflicts with their parents. What are some advice that you would like to pass on to them? And while you get ready to give that answer, I want to welcome guests 13576 to the chat room. If you have any questions, you can type it in the chat room, or you can call in at 646-915-8166. Continue.
So I would like to share with all my younger friends that being in harmony with the... I should not start with the mother, but I would say... We should be in harmony with the entire universe, and the mother is a very strong and the core of that universe. She's the one who brought us on this earth, and I don't think that any other person, any other thing is bigger than in this world, and the respect that we should have for her should be larger than life, and to never die the values that she just possessed and given us. It should always be there, and any time we do anything, either small or big, we should remember that we are representing our mother in whatever we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is that the love, the motherhood, the feeling that she has transmitted into us, the feelings that should spread out in the world in a similar manner, the love that she has given us in a similar manner to the world, entire world. When you start feeling so, there will not be a day that you will not respect your mother or even your father, because you so very deeply feel the love and the respect for your parents that your heart will never allow you to go against them at any point of time.
That was so well put. And because a lot of people, they forget about the unconditional love that parents put out, especially mothers. You know, I always, growing up, I would always hear that you always tell the truth to your mother because she will protect you in spite of, and she can only protect you when she knows the truth. So you should never tell any untruth to your mother because, as the young people put it, she's going to have your back either way. So just be upfront with her. Tell her if you make a mistake, you tell her because she's going to be there for you in spite of. You tell her the truth and she will use that truth to build your defense and just to support you unconditionally. I want to remind the people to call in 646-915-8166. And I want to welcome all the other guests that just joined the chat room. Let us hear from you. Let us hear you call in to share sentiments for all those special mothers that are in your life. I want to just, while you catch your breath and get some water, I want to give a special shout out to some mothers that are friends or relatives of mine. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Maveline Marie Clark in Jamaica, West Indies. That's my sister-in-law. Mrs. Andrea Plunkett in Canada. Happy Mother's Day, Andrea. That's my niece. To my Aunt Ida, Happy Mother's Day. My cousin Eunice, Happy Mother's Day. To my Aunt Christine, Happy Mother's Day. And to Audrey, Happy Mother's Day to Audrey Cushion. And on the other Audrey in Jamaica, to Lorraine, Happy Mother's Day. To Juliet, Happy Mother's Day. To Jeanette Gibbard, Happy Mother's Day. And to Blanche Taylor, Happy Mother's Day. Joyce Storms, Happy Mother's Day. And all the other mothers that is in my life, and all the house mothers of the ECI French Student Program, I want to tell you Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. I hope that, Dara Masinko, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Ashley. And just at so many wonderful people who today is designed for us to just treasure you and lift you up and give you all the accolades that you so deserve. And I would love to hear somebody call in and express their sentiments for the female and the mothers in their lives. Is there any question you were hoping that I would have asked you that I have not asked you yet, or anything else you want to say?
I would love to tell my friends that my mother is not only an entrepreneur, a writer, but she's a spiritual, she's a very great spiritual person. She is a spiritual author as well. And an enlightened soul. She has felt the enlightenment, and she discussed about it. I believe in the last show as well. It was about 3 years back when she started having those feelings and the feelings that of being one with God, and she saw different gods and different souls that we have seen or known on the world. Many of them she has seen, not in her vision, but she believes that it is in actual that she encounters and face to face have with them, and that the presence is so very you know, felt by her.
Mm-hmm.
So, alongside these years, I've been very I've gone much closer to her. I've started to explore her personality much more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that the enlightenment that happened to her was an extension of the motherhood. The love and the care that she has for her children spread it out for other people around us, for
wow.
the entire universe. And so on, the enlightenment happened. The God herself came and possessed and made her realize that I'm so very in you and I'm so very with you.
You just answered a question that I didn't ask, because you just answered the question that I've been asking myself when I visited her site. What attracted so many people to work alongside her? And you just answered that question for me. You know,
yes.
Because whatever is exuding from her inside out attracts people to her.
Yes.
It's like a magnet. It's like a magnet. And there's so many people now in the chat room. 14, 14, 5, 14, 23, 2, 14, 37, 9. Welcome to the chat room. Give us a call. Let us hear from you or type something in. It's Mother's Day. We want to hear you say something to mothers. They deserve it. They work for us. They do everything for us during the year. And today is the day when we are supposed to show them some love. So please call in 646-915-8166 and show some love to the mothers around the world. What are some of the festivities that they do for Mother's Day in India?
Although it's a foreign tradition, but yes, we give cards and sometimes we celebrate, cut a cake, go for a party.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we love to go to our religious places.
Mm-hmm.
along with our mother, which is a normal
mm-hmm.
days also we do. So the mother is a very core part of the Indian society, and
mm-hmm.
As and when the, you know, the Western culture in India started spreading out, though. But then still, the kids don't tend to go much far from their parents because
mm-hmm.
it's tough for them to, you know, stay separately from their parents. This is something which is not appreciated in the Indian society. We believe that the elders' blessings in a home is very
mm-hmm.
much necessary. As a younger male or a female, we believe
mm-hmm.
that a partner, a would-be husband or wife, should possess the same feeling in his or her mind that
mm-hmm.
respect for the parents is a top priority. The person who respects the mother,
mm-hmm.
The parent.
Mm-hmm.
That he or he is the right choice for us for having us as a life partner, because
yeah.
if he could respect the parents so much,
mm-hmm.
that is the same respect that he or she will give us.
That's right.
So,
and you know something, I just yesterday I was in a conversation because a friend of mine went to an Indian wedding, and the wedding was taking place for 3 days. and she was sharing with me the different activities and festivities that was taking place at the wedding. And she said to me that the bride thanked her for encouraging her to pursue that special career that she pursued, because that was where she met the gentleman she's marrying. And she said, mm-hmm. because if you did not encourage me to go into that career and I did not meet him, then I would end up with an arranged marriage. And I said to my girlfriend, an arranged marriage is really not a bad thing, because I said the one thing I know about those arranged marriages is that mm-hmm. when there is a problem, the entire community and the family comes together to resolve it. And because of that, a lot of these marriages are not ending up in divorce.
Yes, absolutely right. The large percentage of marriages in India are arranged, about 70-80%.
Yes, yes. It's amazing, because there are so many things that different cultures are not accustomed to, and they see it as not a good thing. But I said, don't hit something unless you know it, you know. So
yeah.
That didn't have to do with mother. Yeah, go ahead.
So I wanted to share a rhyme of a saint called Guru Nanak Dev, if you have heard. He has created a religion called Sikhism. And so my mom, since my childhood, she chants rhymes of different saints from India. And naming them, I would say, Guru Nanak Dev, Kabir, Rumi. They're very, very famous in India. I believe in other countries as well. So I like to quote one of the rhymes of Guru Nanak Dev, and then I'll tell my friends what is the meaning of that rhyme. It states like that: Aval Allah Noor Rupaya Kudrat De Sab Bande Ek Noor Te Sab Jag Upjaya Kaun Bhale Te Kaun Mande. This means that God has created a light and through which we all beings were born. And from that light itself, the universe was born. So who is good and who is bad? What creature or what human being? Who we can say is good or who we can say is bad? All is created by that one omnipresent light.
That's right. That is powerful. Do you have that written in English?
Yes, I have those words alongside your translation also.
Yes, so you have to send that to me in an email. That is profound. That is really, 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 really powerful. I am not sure whether you intended to stay for the duration of the show. You please feel welcome to do that. We have 36 minutes remaining, and I know this is great conversation, so feel free. Were you prepared to stay for the duration?
I like to talk. So,
you are so funny. I like to talk. So you like to talk, and I like to talk. So we are going to go on, and we just pray that some of the people here call in and ask some questions, or other people, feel free to call in. We will take your call and include you in the dialogue. Although we both like to talk, we like to talk with other people as well, and not just to ourselves. Now, you're planning to be married and to become a mother yourself, right?
Yes, of course.
What What are some of the traits that you would like to take from this magnificent example that your mother has set out for you? What are some of the qualities that you want to take with you into motherhood?
I would, the most important, the love that my mother possessed for the entire universe. I would like to carry forward it to my motherhood, and I would let my children feel that this is that you are the core of my love, though. Yes,
mm-hmm.
my love is spread out across the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I would like them to be deeply connected with me in all the with the way I just explained that the way the values my mother values have
mm-hmm.
Connected me with her so deeply that I could never disobey her.
Mm-hmm.
In a similar manner, I would like my children that the values my values should automatically be inherited in them.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
I should not, similarly, what I said before, that I should not be imposing my values or my thinking patterns, but
mm-hmm.
having the patience for them to realize the value and let them see the world, let them have the negative thoughts, let
mm-hmm.
them encounter with the wrong people, and let them see the world with their open eyes. And come
mm-hmm.
back to me again and again with
mm-hmm.
everything that they have perceived from the other people in the society.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will have my role to play. If
mm-hmm.
I do not allow my children to be open enough to go the places around, to understand the world in their own manner, I would
mm-hmm.
never have my children as a complete personality.
Mhm. Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Especially I believe many parents I've seen, they're very good. They're so open. They help their children in every aspect. Even they are patient enough to have patience for their children to understand things at the right time. But
mm-hmm.
I have seen that even many of almost 90% or more percentage of the population in the world, they, if not anything, but they would impose the religion.
Mm-hmm.
The religious values they would always want their children should follow. My mother
right.
did not even impose them on me.
Beautiful.
She wanted me to explore the world.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to understand this in religion, understand how they think, understand why they have those values that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to church, I've been to temples, I've been to mosques, I've been to gurdwaras.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, it is my own journey now. I have,
yes.
You can say the search for the God or seeking something which
mm-hmm.
has more value.
Mm-hmm.
I have done that sort of effort from my own side. In,
mm-hmm.
But she never ever stopped me for doing anything.
Yeah.
I've been, if I want to read about Buddhism, if I want to read about Christianity, if I
mm-hmm.
want to read about Islam,
mm-hmm.
she's never stopped me.
Stop you.
Yes,
and that,
she's given me enough space, and she never even bothered that I would take some of the bad qualities from a particular religion and
mm-hmm.
Possess in myself. Because
mm-hmm.
she's so very confident on the core values that she has given me.
Given you, because she gave you a strong base. She gave you
yes.
a strong base, and she trusts you. And she respects your judgment. And because of that, you go out there and you do what is expected of you. Although she has not imposed any of her expectations on you, but you know because of what she has instilled in you, there's only such and such that you can do. You would never impose anything that is outside of that value base that she has imparted to you.
Yes.
What would you attribute a lot of the defiance that parents are facing with their young people around the world? And I don't know whether you have that in the Indian community as much as it is here in America and in other countries. Young people are outright defiant to their parents. And as I listen to you, I think it's because there is not enough trust and respect there. What, in your evaluation, what would you attribute some of these things to?
I would say that it is very important that you first understand yourself as a person. And if you believe that your parents have gone wrong somewhere, they have not been right at times when you needed those guidance, and or you felt that due to their guidance, you went wrong at some point of time in life. Yet, it is in your hands to see the positive side. To see that there are many, many good things. If not anything, they have not given you money, they have not given you education, they have not given you the materialistic things, that so-called materialistic things available in the world. If not anything, they have given you birth.
And that's right.
This is something much, much of importance than anything available on this earth.
That's right, because there are a lot of family who are using material things to replace the things that you can give, which is your love, your understanding, your listening, communicating effectively with your children. I mean, I know in this society that we are part of here, you know, the video games and the big this and the big that and the cars and all the other stuff. The kids from a young age want to have those things. And there are not too many families who are sitting together and having a family meal and a conversation. Because that parents keep chasing the almighty dollar, and they are losing their children in the process. They are losing their children in the process. Do you think that even when some of these relationships between mothers and children begin to go on the down path, do you think that these relationships can be turned around? And if yes, what are some of the tools that we can use to begin to reshape them?
If you are the child and you are beginning to have your relationship back with your mother, you feel that it is high time that you've been far away enough from your mother. You want to go back to her. The basic thing you need to have is humility. You need to have humility. You have to have egolessness. And you have to say and accept to yourself that my mother is everything. She has given me birth. And nothing can be bigger than that. And once you realize this deep down in your heart, there will be a moment that you go on open-handedly, and whatever that be in your past has happened, you yourself will bow down in front of her and say, you're the most wonderful person has happened to me in my life.
Wow. You brought tears to my eyes with that statement because it is so true. You know? It is so true. Without mothers, none of us would be in this world. If it wasn't for my mother and for your mother, we would not be in this conversation right now. So mothers, even if they never give us another thing in life, they gave us life. And that's enough. Yes. Because there are many who did not even give the gift of life. And we were blessed to be given the gift of life. And we should always, when things get rough, we should always pull that to the forefront of our minds. And know that, you know, in spite of what is happening now between my mother and I, I'm going to hold on to the thought that she gave me life. She gave me life. And that is so important. I want to remind the listeners to call in 646-915-8166. I'm hearing, I don't know what is a kind of disturbance, but we are hoping that it doesn't affect the quality of the show. Are you still there with me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if it's the wind. I don't know what it is, but a couple of times we heard that disturbance. I don't. Were you hearing that on your side?
No, I can't hear that.
Okay, all right. So we have 23 minutes remaining in the segment, and I'm still reminding people that they can still call in and be part of this Mother's Day conversation. And just to share some sentiments with the mothers in their lives, whether they are your biological mother, you have a friend who is a mother, or a sister who is a mother, or somebody who you just adopt to be your mother. Because now we are living in a time when not too many of us are in the areas that we were born and raised. We are migrating to different countries, and we just oftentimes have to adopt other people to fill the slots for our biological people. So if you are one of those people who adopted someone as your mom, and we want to hear from you, so call in and just share your sentiments with us. Okay. So what else would you like to tell the listeners about motherhood and what you have learned from, even not from your mother, but from other mothers, the way you see them dealing with their children?
I wanted to give a message to my younger friends and tell them that I believe in at least once in our lives we have seen that there is a time when we may be nearer to our parents or mother, or we may not be. But there's always a time when you have felt that she's the only person on earth who has got an unconditional love for us.
Mm-hmm.
When everything goes wrong, when everyone is against us, he's the only one standing with us.
That's right. That's
and
right.
This is something which we all have felt at least once in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have a request to make to my friends that you should not let that unconditional lover go like that. You should do all your best efforts to be with her all the time, to live with her, and be and stand out with her at every small point of time. When because it's not like that we only need our mother. he also desire to live with our children as much as we want to have the blessings of our parents.
Thank you.
So we should try our best to be with them all the time.
That's right.
Convince our spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And if we internally have deep respect for our mother, for our
mm-hmm.
parents, if we are strong enough to convince our spouses
mm-hmm.
that this is what I want. I want my parents to live with me.
That's right.
And you will see that your spouses will possess the same respect, or rather sometimes more respect that you have for your parents. And
that's right.
Your spouses will possess the same.
And that would help to hold your relationships together. That, I tell you something. I think you're an old woman in a young woman's body. I want to ask you to hang on with me. I want to play a song by Bethany Schmid, and it's called Mama. Bethany's mother died from cancer, and this was a song she wrote for her mom. So I want to play this for my listeners. It's Bethany Schmid on Mama. So here it is for you.
Smile on her face, even when she feels like hell.
That's Bethany Schmidt with Mama. And I know that she wrote that for her mom when her mom was going through her diagnosis with cancer. And she has now passed on, and she has an amazing story because each of the member in her band, including her husband, has lost their mother to some kind of breast cancer. So I thought that was a great song, and that we could play that for all the mothers out there. And so did you enjoy that song?
Yes, that was beautiful.
Wasn't it beautiful? And she sings like an angel. She sings like an angel. And I tell you, I can't believe we are winding up. We only have 14 minutes remaining. So I want to ask you to just summarize your thoughts. And I want to thank you for this unofficial appearance on the show. And I know I got to have you back for a real show when I have you on a Wednesday, so we can talk about all the powerful things you're doing over there. So let's just summarize your thought on motherhood, and if you have any poem you want to share for mother or anything, just let's wind that up. And again, I thank you for waking up in the wee hours of the morning so that you could call in and to show sentiments not only to your mother, but to mothers around the world.
Thank you so much. And indeed, it is a pleasure for me to talk about the most wonderful person in my life than to have a nursery. So it is a pleasure indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, I would like to share a poem from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she has written this, and this is one of my favorites.
Yes.
And before I start with the poem, I'll like to say something about it.
Yes.
That as I said, that the values and the respect that the one have for his or her mother, that is reflected all the time when we do anything at any point of time in our life. So each step represents our mother. So the deep feeling, the feeling for her, if we want to just say that what it is, then it is love. So the experience of love for your mother, I want to share something about it.
Mm-hmm.
The experience of love. So the poem goes like this. Love echoes in wordlessness. Wordlessness means when there is no sound, no noise, when no tune is left behind. Wordlessness means when the supports of words are no more. Only remaining thing is one thing, an experience, a flow of nectar, which flows silently, slowly, slowly, ceaselessly, wordlessly. That was the poem.
And wonderful.
To this, I want to give the message that the love for your mother flows so silently, so ceaselessly into your personality, that you can possess this for the entire world. It is so strong and so deep that, and if you have time, then be silent for few seconds, and you'll see and you'll feel that everything you are today, you have felt, is the core of that, is the feeling of love that your mother has given you. The only kindness all the kindness, all the good feelings that you possess is because of your mother in you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you, I enjoyed this conversation with you very, very, very much. Oh, I forgot to ask you, what did you do special for your mom this Mother's Day?
I wanted to give her a gift, but I felt she asked me, when I told her about this this conversation with you, she mm-hmm. asked me that, okay, just out of curiosity, that, okay, what are the things that you'll be sharing? Then I said, I told her, I want that to be a gift to you.
Well, guess what? She will need to sign in and listen to the show. That is too cute. Out of curiosity. Well, tell her the show is on the archive, so she has to go there and she has to listen to it and she has to write some comments about what she thought about the show. Oh, that was so cute. That was so cute. Again, I want to thank you. I will be sending you a message because we need to schedule you for a Wednesday show. And to just pick your brain, I tell you, I pray for your continued success on the journey that you're on. You're such a powerful role model, not only for the young people in India, but for the young people around the world. Keep doing the work that you're doing and keep focus on the path that you are called to trod on. So I just pray for your continued success and long life and health and all of those great things.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And I want to give my lots of love and blessings to all the listeners and the people around the world. And
thank you.
Say, love your mother as much as you love yourself.
That is so true. And thank you. We will be speaking soon again. And just give my love to your mom.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. That was, you know, I'm still pronouncing her name wrong. Harmita Shamed, right?
No, that is Harshita.
Harshita Shamed.
Yeah, Harshita means joyous.
What does it mean?
Joyous.
Joyous?
Yes. So Harsh means joy, and the one who is, you know, all the time in joy is Harshita.
Harshita Shamed.
Yeah.
Okay. Harshita Sharma. Miss Harshita Sharma, all the way from India. And I tell you, I could not have asked for a better guest who just shared from her soul the sentiments for her mother and for the example that her mother has set out and laid for her. And I pray that every person, it does not matter your age, I just pray that you have learned something from this segment. I mentioned at the top of the hour that I will be running a few specials, and I want you to email me, whether you're listening on the archive or you listened live. I want you to email me your email address. Send me your email address at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. And I also want you to visit a new page that I've partnered with. It's junius.ws/drdaphne. I want for you to visit that. I want to give my listeners first dib on these promotions that I'm going to be running. And the only way you can get the invite to those things is if I have your email. So go ahead, email me your email address, and I will let you know how you can tap in and be the first before I put them out to the general public to take advantage of these promotions that I am running. And I think this Wednesday, I want you to join me because I'm going to be having some conversations about adversity and some of the adversities that I've been encountering in my life and how I have been dealing with them. And I just think that we need to have a heart-to-heart. So join me this coming Wednesday when I'll be having some conversation. I'll just be opening up the door of my life to you and letting you know some of the adversities that I've been encountering and what I am doing about it. So, Harshita, it was a pleasure having you, my sister. We will be in touch on Facebook and everything, and just keep the relationship growing. So I want you to send your email me your email address to so and some of your friends so I can let people know of some of the offers that I'm having. So send me your email address and let your friends send that in as well. So you have a blessed Monday in India. And I'm going to go get ready to go to bed in America. All right. Great. Yes, God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right.
So, pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you, Harshita. Yes, that was Miss Harshita Shamit from India. And I, you know, you listen to what she said about her mother at the tender age of 22 and what knowledge and what information she has. I want to remind you that each of us were created for a destiny. We don't need to be anybody else. We just need to be who we were created to be. You heard the young woman spoke about all the good things that God has placed inside of us for us to be good people and to just do all the amazing things that He created us to do. I hope you'll go back and download that archive and share it to everybody else and follow your destiny. Stay blessed and join me on Wednesday when I'm going to just open up the door in my life and talk about some of the things that I am encountering in my life.
About me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord, and I need you to grab it in your spirit and say, baby. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah.